Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
Andrew Golden, Art Director.
And Jameson Adame, Opinions Editor.
Welcome to the newsroom, everybody. It's a three-man show today.
It is. Jake abandoned us for his brother.
Yeah, had to do human things. Well, actually, he was going to show up. He was going to be here at first. And then, like, a few minutes before we recorded the show, he was like, oh, I just forgot. My brother's birthday is today. I need to go and celebrate it with him. So, Jake's brother, if you're listening out there, he doesn't care about you.
Well, he cares a little bit.
But not enough to remember that your birthday was today until the last minute.
He should have been able to make it here. There's going to be another birthday next year.
Yeah.
You just make that one. It's not like this is the last birthday he's ever going to have. And then I'm going to be like, oh no, what'd I do?
So we've now established that half of the editorial board are horrible people.
You say half, but I'm pretty sure it's everybody.
We just hide it better.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everybody who's listening for joining us and not abandoning us right now after after that. We've got a jam-packed issue. I keep saying issue. Jam-packed edition of the radio show.
Episode.
The this week. I could start giving them I could start giving the show's titles, I guess. But we're
if it were a podcast, it would have that. I'm just saying.
We can do what we want. We can give them titles if we want.
That's true. You're right.
Also, everybody, we should totally do a podcast, shouldn't we? Write in on the comments section if you're listening to this on the website and totally promote the podcast that I've been trying to get happening for forever.
It's only been like a month.
I know, but that's forever in me time. I have a very short attention span.
All right. What we're going to talk about this week are basically a lot of education-related things. We came out with a special section in this week's issue. If you haven't picked up yet, check it out. But we asked UCR students a while back how they're paying for school. And so we compiled some of the responses and we published a sampling of just some of the stuff that we got. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we'll transition into Jerry Brown's new proposed budget, which includes $120 million for the University of California, which is not as much as what Janet Napolitano and the UC Regents wanted. So that's another interesting development in the long fight over budget funding. And then...
I was about to say, you say fight, but I'm not sure it is.
Is it more like a trampling?
Kind of, but we can get into it later.
And then President Barack Obama announced tentative plans to make community college free for the first 2 years for students who are attending, which is potentially game-changing.
Who would have thought the school newspaper published so many education articles?
Who would have thought that our How Will You Pay for School edition, which we published this week, spawned all these moves by everybody?
We take full credit for it.
Yes, that is the proper response. And so I just want to say that as I was going through, it was really, you know, difficult. I mean, it was interesting reading these stories that people wrote down and shared with us. Some people were like really, really brutally honest with what it meant for them. I think my favorite is one person who wrote down this is she says, "I have to take money out of my son's savings that I hope to use for his education." And like, to me, that's, I don't know.
You know, happy stories for happy situations.
But I mean, as we were going out and like asking people to share their stories, I mean, it just kept hitting me home, like how many people could actually like really suffer, not just suffer like a little bit, not just like make it like, oh, it means that we'll have to like spread a little bit thinner, like we're gonna have to get another roommate kind of thing, but like people who are actually like really will really are suffering just to get their education. I don't know. It's different for everybody I know. But I mean, some people out there are definitely having to pay for it.
Real quick, are both of you guys fourth years?
I'm a third.
You're a third?
Yeah.
But I'm a fourth, yeah.
Do you guys mind saying if you responded what your responses were?
Well, the fact of the matter is I did a lot of AP tests in high school, and so if I wanted to, I could have graduated in 3 years, basically. Mm. Taking a high level of courses and basically focusing on my education, but I took I was interested in environmental science from high school, and then I thought, well, it might be interesting to like do a minor in it, going in, And so I took some of the lower division classes that we needed. One of them was a geology course. And I never thought that learning about rocks would be as much fun as it was.
Oh, we should have Brandy on.
Brandy, if you're listening right now. And I was like, this is actually really pretty interesting. And so I was like, I think I want to do more than just the minor. I think I want to expand it to the major. Well, the thing is, I came in as a CHASS major, as a humanities major. So being double majoring from CHASS and then doing another one in CNAS, there are a lot of requirements that aren't the same, and requires a lot of different courses. But I thought that, you know, you only go through college, well, once. I mean,
normally,
yeah. I mean, people have different situations, but I mean, there's this time period in your life, and I only envision myself going through college once. So I decided that, you know, I'll just do it. You know, do what I want to do, get the courses that I want to get, and end up with a degree that I think reflects more of what I want to do in the world. And then as I was doing this, and then the announcement was made that, hey, tuition's going to go up.
Oh yeah, that happened our freshman year, huh?
Yeah, and that was sort of like, well, I don't know if I made the right decision. I mean, I'm still doing it right now. But then again, I'm still sort of facing the same thing coming up soon, is because basically I'm going to plan on staying an extra quarter beyond my fourth year because of the course requirements that I needed to take. So that means that any tuition increases that happen are going to hit me right in fall quarter. And I know other people out there who are having much of a worse time of it and don't have to worry about simple things like whether or not they're going to double major. But, I mean, to me, it just sort of violates the whole premise of what education is, which is that it should be available for everybody. Everybody should have the opportunity to follow their dreams and do what they want to do. And I don't think increasing the cost is the way to make that happen.
Some people just don't need your book learning. Why, you got to make education all about the books.
Don't need no books.
No.
Which are pretty expensive, too, by the way.
Yeah, at this point, I have taken enough private and government loans that I could probably buy a fairly nice sports car.
Mm.
Which kind would you get if you could?
Judging by the amount of money, probably I might not go for the sports car. I might go for an old Mustang from when they were still muscle cars, because those are really nice cars. But it would probably run up about the same price. Or not a Jag. Those are old man cars. I don't know if any of you people listening have Jaguars, but that's an old man car. And also, you shouldn't have a sports car if you're a college student. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, you should, like, walk around the Glenmore parking garage. It'll make you angry sometimes. I'm not angry, but, like, annoyed.
Being near Glenmore
yeah.
makes me upset, because I'm like, oh, all of you rich people. You included. Oh. You included. Why you gotta be so rich, Andrew?
It's like that song, that Why You Gotta Be So Rude or whatever.
Why you gotta be so rich.
If yeah. only Jake were here.
Oh.
Everybody, Jake's last name is Rich, so.
So now you can track him down.
Yeah.
Oh. You can find him on Facebook.
Facebook stalk him, everybody. That's his punishment for not being here today. So
him and his brother.
I just think that for everybody who is trying to get an education, it's hard to varying extents. And I just think that whoever's making the decisions about tuition needs to keep in mind that fact.
That's really easy to say from the part where we are the students, and then you immediately go to the person who's like, hey, this is a corporation I work for. If I don't make this decision, they'll find someone who will make the same decision that I won't.
But so. UC isn't a corporation, or am I walking into this?
Oh, no, it totally is.
Yeah, colleges are like businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which also means that the UC is a person. Did you guys know that corporations are people by the law?
Yeah.
Just like how pizza is a vegetable. I love the...
To be fair, it's just ketchup.
Still, I love American lawmaking that they're like, yeah, this is a vegetable now. I don't care what science says. Also, you know that business you own? That's a person.
Wait, so owning people is...
Whoa. Uh-oh. Oh my god. They brought back chattel through law.
Okay.
This just got really dark.
I feel like this was doomed to be kind of dark right from the beginning. But, I mean, it's also inspiring, I think, that people are actually, that people who are still having, even though they're having to take out these loans, that people, I don't think, are giving up hope. And that they're still working to make sure that tuition is affordable, and that they're still working for their education. And I think that means that, at the end of the day, that, students will work for it. Even if there aren't any short-term answers, I think maybe... Well, it has to be. I have to hope that this is going to be the case, that things will get better in the long run.
Cross your fingers and click your heels together.
There's no place like home.
There's nothing like being debt-free.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR or from the TuneIn app on Android.
You can do it. Jake isn't here. I trust you.
Or on the KUCR app. On iTunes.
Wasn't KUCR app supposed to come first?
Yeah. Or streaming on the KUCR.org website, which is supposed to come even before the app. Shots fired, y'all.
It's gone to nothingness without Jake here. Yeah, everybody stop listening. Jake isn't here. It's all falling apart.
I mean, like, I listen for Jake is all I'm saying. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I like your low bassy voice. Makes me happy.
Yeah. It's just so, is it rich? What do you call it, rich?
I'd call it golden, even.
Oh.
Very nice.
I actually am trying to live in Oban next year, though, because it'll be half as much.
Hmm.
So, to be fair...
Is Oban the one with asbestos still
No,
in
that's...
The...
that's
That would be Bannockburn.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That is the one where they're like, don't touch the ceiling! Stop it! You're gonna get cancer!
Yeah, that's so messed up that... I think you said last week it was like, instead of fixing the problem, just don't touch it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Don't. We don't need to fix the problem if you just don't mess up and don't get cancer. Stop getting cancer. What's wrong with you?
Well, I think, to be fair, it is expensive to clean up asbestos.
But like,
it's also expensive to pay for a whole bunch of lawsuits when people get cancer.
So then why hasn't it happened yet? Why aren't you suing them already, Jameson?
Because I don't live in Bannockburn.
Would encouraging someone to sue because of the threat of cancer?
Hey, don't sue until I graduate, because that's going to have to come out of my pocket.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
So let me graduate and then let Andrew pay more because of a lawsuit.
He can afford it, because then he's going to move to Oban.
Oh, yeah. I'll just make it up.
I mean, you'll take out the same amount of loans and all that fun stuff. It's just the extra money won't go to your living expense. It'll go to your tuition because the lawsuit for cancer.
You're welcome, Andrew.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking of money issues.
Yeah.
Jerry Brown just released his new budget for the state of California, and it is oh so entertaining. It is so full of, like, thinly veiled snark and passive-aggressive language, and it's glorious. And I encourage you, all of you who love political science, to give it at least the higher education section a good read-through. It's very entertaining.
Okay, so even if you don't love political science, I will narrow it down the way... Not quite the way I phrased it when we were talking about it in the office.
He basically called Jenny Napolitano and said... You mad?
Yeah, he basically told all the regents to pucker up and kiss it, because he has not conceded to their plan, which I said was not going to happen. I called this so good.
For everybody's reference, Jerry Brown's new budget allocates $120 million for the UC for educational purposes, and it's exactly what he promised at the beginning of the
4%?
Year. 4%? Yeah, 4% increase from last year. The UC wanted an additional $100 million, which it says is necessary to prevent increasing tuition on students. Now, here's the kicker, is that Jerry Brown's provision of that 4% increase, that $120 million, that additional $120 million to what the UC is already getting, is conditional on the UC raising tuition. So... unless something extraordinary happens during the budget negotiation process in Sacramento, basically what's going to happen is tuition's going up.
And not only will it go up, the increase that the state was planning on giving to the state, or to the UC, will not happen because the tuition will go up.
So, I guess, we wrote about this. We said that, you know, Janet Napolitano, this is a big gamble by her. And, you know, maybe she's got the political pressure and wherewithal and wiles to be able to pull it off. But, I mean, I'm at the risk of, you know, calling it over before the fat lady sings. It looks like it's over. It looks like Janet Napolitano's gambit failed.
Once again, I'm sorry, Andrew. But yeah. I'm out. I'm done. I don't got to deal with this. This is why I'm so happy. I am sympathetic. My tuition got raised after my first year in college. I know what it feels like, but I also got the benefit of a three-year freeze starting. I experienced the entirety of the three-year freeze.
Yeah.
It's great. It feels so good. And to know that I get to leave before it happens again, oh, just good feelings all over.
On a scale of 1 to 10, about how much schadenfreude are you engaging in right now?
It's like butterflies tickling my entire naked body. It's just wonderful.
Also,
if you don't know who I am, like you've never seen me and you don't know what I look like, just imagine I look really attractive and you'll be perfectly fine with that image.
So, guys.
Segue.
It's not a segue. We're still on the budget, right? I didn't take it that far away.
I don't know about that, but it definitely seems like, and Jerry Brown's pretty much, it seems like he's sticking to his guns on this. He's not gonna budge.
Called it. Go back and listen to, what was it, like 3 episodes ago? I said this exact thing was going to happen. He is married to his decision to do 4%, and he will not change that.
Well, and in his budget, and this is what he or the person on behalf of him and he has to approve writes, and he says, in addition to reversing its decision to raise tuition, so he's like, you better do this, UC, first of all, UC will also be expected to keep non-resident enrollment from further increasing and to take concrete action to reduce costs.
Thank you. Like, yeah, I need that. Because, like, non-resident tuition is a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, this says non-resident enrollment.
Oh, I see. So number of people enrolled.
Yeah.
Oh.
But your tuition could still increase.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, that's actually not a good thing.
Yeah, so less Andrews.
Yeah.
Oh. For those of you who might not know, Andrew is from PA. So.
Oh, yeah. That was the last episode, if you want to check that out.
we'll just plug all of
hey,
our
kids,
previous
check
episodes.
Out last issue. I say that not because we write for a newspaper, but because I read a lot of comics. So that's a thing that I thought of. Also,
what do you all think about his decision to say that UC, the funding that you get, is also conditional on you not increasing out-of-state enrollment?
Mm.
Well, I also think that, one, I think it's funny because that shows I don't want you milking other resources to try and get money from anywhere else. And also, he's rewarded the Cal State system for not doing this gamble.
Yeah. They're receiving an additional $25 million for enrollment.
Of
students in general, not non-resident.
Okay. This is basically him saying, look, Timothy P. White, look at how good you did. Here you go. Money.
Well, I mean, Andrew, you may have a perspective. I mean, coming from out of state,
yeah.
What do you think about this decision to try to, well, at least by Jerry Brown, to try to encourage the UC to cap non-resident enrollment?
Yeah, because like I know that's been in the trend, right? That it's been going up across the UC system for like a number of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
UC is a good system.
It is, yeah. It really is. And I understand the inclusiveness because California is a pretty inclusive state. But it would limit opportunity for people like me because I got into here UCSD and UCSB, but I also applied to like Berkeley, UCLA, and I mean, that's not to say why I didn't get in because of like inclusiveness, but it could limit others' opportunities, which is not good. But it is good for those in the state because you would continue to get. Does the UC benefit more from in-state residents or from out-of-state residents? Because I heard it was financially out-of-state residents.
Out-of-state because they can pump up the tuition more.
Right.
So the standard tuition rate for out-of-state is quite a bit higher.
It is, yeah, I know.
yeah.
So he's like, yes.
It puts more money into circulation, but at the same time, they encourage in-state because...
You retain people in the state over time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the whole idea.
And I think in-state residency might have a higher retention rate, but I'm not sure about that.
Which would make sense, because over time, they would make more money on the in-state. Yeah. But immediately, in the short term, they would make more money on those out-of-state.
Yes.
Well, I mean, UC Berkeley's provost, I think, flat-out admitted that we're increasing our enrollment rate of out-of-state students just so that we can get more money.
Yeah.
Like,
that makes sense.
He said it, basically.
Cal's always gotta be special. That's why they're Cal and not UC Berkeley on all their jackets and stuff.
Some of the other stuff that's in his budget that's sort of interesting is about... $500 million for water recycling. As you know, we're in a very extended drought.
Yeah, it rained. I think it's over.
Definitely, yeah.
There was snow.
Well, and that fits perfectly because we have $2.8 billion for a rainy day fund for days like a couple of days ago when it rained.
Oh, for like mudslides and stuff. And...
No, it's actually for like when there's a budget shortfall.
Oh.
But it says rainy day, so I thought it would be like a nice pun.
Which California likes to do a lot is those budget shortfalls.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we're doing really... Oh, no, there goes the money.
Oh. So is this enough? There have been some criticism from people coming basically from his left saying that the California economy is doing much better now. Unemployment's basically dropped by a percentage point every year since Governor Brown took office. It's now like, I think it's like 8%, a little bit less than that, which is still high. But it's not at 12%.
I was just thinking that's still a really high, scary number
right.
to me.
The bond rating that the state has is now an A+. It was like an A- at one point in the past 4 years. But at the same time now, even though despite the state's been recovering, 1 in 4 residents live below the poverty line.
I definitely don't doubt that. Just because unemployment has gone down doesn't mean that quality of employment has gone up. I think a lot of people were unemployed for so long. It was sort of I need money and I need it quick, so I'll take whatever will take me. People lost jobs that were relatively high paying, earned you a solid middle class $50,000 a year, lost it because the employer or whoever couldn't afford to pay it or they went under. And then I think they just took whatever they needed because... you're a parent and you're gonna try and put food on your table one way or the other. It doesn't matter if you have to take two jobs that pay not even a third as well as your last one did, then you're going to.
Gotta make ends meet.
Wow, that got really dark.
Everything is destined to get dark.
Jerry Brown's didn't, I don't think. Did we go dark on Jerry Brown one?
Well, it's still his budget.
Well, yeah, but... Damn, I guess we did.
I guess we're just hurtling toward the eventual heat death of the universe when everything will become eternally dark.
Entropy or whatever.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you love the idea of oblivion, then you're like, oh, thank you.
Oh, the movie?
What? No, I was just talking about, like, the idea of oblivion and stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Although, if you do love the movie Oblivion Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman, then you will probably enjoy the heat death of the universe.
Yeah.
It's like the most sci-fi thing ever.
Well, among things that are hurtling toward oblivion, one of them is likely President Barack Obama's community college plan, his plan to make tuition for community colleges free for 2 years.
So you already think it's going to fail?
Yes.
Okay.
I judge me not an optimist when it comes to this. Basically, his outline of his plan is that as long as students are maintaining half-time enrollment, are maintaining a 2.5 GPA, and are making, quote, steady progress toward a degree... their community college is paid for by the federal government and by the state government, which would be amazing if enacted. But I doubt it's going to happen simply because he's Barack Obama and Republicans control both houses of Congress. Checkmate.
Yeah, I don't see this one when you have the House and the Senate both being fiscally conservative. You're probably not going to be able to pass the idea of, hey, let's spend a whole bunch more money to keep people in school for 2 years longer if they want to.
Yeah, and it's important to note that in his announcement, he did not list a figure for how much it would cost.
Because that figure would scare most regular people, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter whether you're fiscally conservative or liberal at that point. A number that would be that large to say everyone in the nation can have 2 free years of college, provided blah, 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 whatever standard of school they need to be able to maintain.
Yeah. The standard was really low, by the way, like 2.5 GPA.
Then it's never going to happen, for sure, because the amount of people... It's not... I don't know if either of you know, but maintaining a 2.5 or higher is not difficult.
Yeah, that sounds really
easy. It's fairly standard, actually.
Yeah, that's a really weird... That's what I caught when you first read this, was just like, that's really low. That should be higher.
Like, maybe he's lowballing it to try to, like, in negotiations and...
I think what this is Colin, you probably know better than I would, but politicians like to advertise ideas before they actually come up with a legitimate plan for them. Mm-hmm. Obamacare did kind of the same thing, which, like, that was one of his favorite things, is that he didn't originally call it Obamacare. It became named that by Republicans who did not like the idea and attached it to him, and then he loved it because it meant it was super marketable under his own name.
Well, there's actually a fascinating history to that, but... That will take more time than we have for the radio show. So,
I'm giving the abridged version here. but one of the things that they did with that was it originally popped up as, "Hey, public health care means that everyone gets health care." The details of it weren't released at that point because they wanted to sell the idea to the voting populace and make all make everyone's constituency love it, because then they'll likely vote positively for it. This seems like the same thing where, hey, you want college? You got college! Woo! You don't gotta pay for it! Just pay for your living wages! Which is... can't go over anywhere anything but well. I mean, who doesn't like the idea of free college at this point? It's once the budget for this plan pops up that people are going to freak out.
Yeah. He's supposed to include it in his 2016 budget, so I guess we'll get a price tag on it then.
And then it'll be laughed out of the Senate and the House.
Basically, probably is what's going to happen. But the most interesting thing about this plan, and it seems like a lot of interesting things about a lot of Obama's key achievements, or stuff that he's proposing, at least that they seem to come from Republican area or Republican people. Obamacare famously came from Republican governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, who ran for the Republican presidency in 2012. This community
and then tried to destroy it, too.
Yeah.
That was weird.
And this community college proposal has been pioneered by Tennessee, which no one usually thinks of in a list of.
That's a blue
liberal
state, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody, that's a blue state.
Nobody thinks of Tennessee as like the most liberal of liberal states. It has a Republican governor, two Republican senators. Its congressional delegation is everybody except for one is a Republican. But
so you're saying Tennessee is in denial over how liberal they are?
What I'm saying is that this was a plan that was originally proposed by Republicans, and I will bet anybody in this room $20 that now that Barack Obama is proposing it, because he's a Democrat, the political structure incentivizes the opposition party to oppose everything that he does.
I'm not going to take a bet that one party will oppose the other party. That is a bad bet to take. One party could say oxygen is good, and then just to spite the other, they'll start holding the breath.
I mean, state of education is definitely one to watch, whether it's at the federal level, the state level, or the local level, I think. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we're out of time for this edition of the show. But thank you all, everybody, for joining us. This has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. For...
Jameson Adame, Google Nazi cows because it's kind of the greatest thing you'll read in your lifetime. I'm not even kidding. There are Nazi cows. Look it up. All right. I'm done.
Thank you, Jameson, for that public service announcement.
Nazi cows.
Andrew Golden.
This is Andrew Golden signing off. Go to HighlanderNews.org and take the Our Guide survey.
Yes, yes, that's be good. Sure to do that. We're trying to figure out what UCR likes. So enter, and you could win. There is a chance to win an iPad Mini.
You know what UCR doesn't like, though?
What?
Nazi cows.
my God.
Which could be on the R guide. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not on the R guide.
Is there any way I can convince you to put it on the R guide?
No.
No, it's done. No Nazi cows. We're done.
But the R guide exists.
Yeah, and so do Nazi cows.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.